Now, from friendship bracelets to headphones for cats merch, as it's called, has gone way beyond just a t-shirt and a tote bag or a little program. And here to talk some of the wild examples is presenter, broadcaster and friend of Pedro Pascal, Fionnuala J. Hi, Fionnuala.
I think we're more than friends. I think it's getting kind of serious between me and Pedro.
Before we get into that, I fell onto your Instagram and there you are chatting away to Pedro. And like, it's so typical of me. I'm sorry. Chatting with Pedro Pascal and some blonde woman. And you're doing the junket for Fantastic Four. And he admired your nails.
He saw my nails. I honestly nearly dropped it. I have to shout out my sister because she knew. He apparently is a big one for noticing nails in interviews. Oh. So my sister and I have said, get the nails done. And I did. And it paid off.
Well, let's hear him commenting them.
I shook your hand. Beautiful nails, by the way.
Thank you. Can we get these for the interview? Yes. They were for you guys.
Wow. Fantastic. And I don't underestimate how long that takes.
They took a while. But you noticed them, so I've won. It's perfect.
There we go.
10 out of 10.
Effective. Worth doing.
Oh, you're so funny. I love your, like, are we getting this? Your confidence is next level. Make sure you got this.
I will say, fully pointing at a camera that wasn't there, I will say, I know people can't see because this is not a visual medium.
You were just pointing at a camera that wasn't there.
Just fully.
So, okay. I mean, it's pretty cool. Is he amazing?
Oh my God, he was very, very sweet, I have to say, because we were a little bit crunched for time on the day and I was able to get one last question in because he said we could. So I'm obsessed with him. Believe everything you read. He's amazing.
Your sister said he noticed nails. I have a skill for noticing hair. Interesting.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, moving on. why has merch become such a massive moneymaker for artists and studios?
You know what? I think it's, you know, streaming, while it's made music so much more accessible to so many more people. I mean, you don't need me to tell you how little money artists make off streaming in comparison to their physical media. So I think it's kind of another branch of touring as well, another way to make money, another way to kind of elongate the experience, I suppose, of a tour, of a particular album cycle, if we're talking about artists. And then I suppose for movies, which we'll get to a little bit later on with movie tie-in merch, I mean, cinemas have taken such a hammering since COVID. So again, it's another way to keep the cinemas open, keep cash registers chinking. So it's
largely revenue, basically.
Largely revenue, but from the fans' perspective, it's nice to have something, and there'll always be collectors, you know.
When did we publicly start calling merchandise merch?
That's, Brendan, a great question.
Thank
Do you know what
you.
I'm putting it down to? We're all too busy and we don't have time and we need to abbreviate everything. Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Tell me about the Oasis merch pop-up shop.
The Oasis merch pop-up, yes. This is coming to Stephen's Green. It's not open yet, but fans have kind of started to see the first signs of it. It's going to be open between August 4th until 17th. You're going to see a lot of limited edition vinyls, t-shirts, obviously get your bucket hats as well. This is kind of a newer thing I've seen over the last few years where, yes, you'll be able to get merch in Croke Park, I'd imagine, but it's so you can beat the queues. They'll have some exclusive stuff that you won't be able to get in Croke Park. A lot of artists seem to be doing it now where they're popping up the merchandise sales points kind of separate to the venues.
And people are actually queuing for these for hours, aren't they?
It's crazy. The demand for some of the stuff is mental. It was even the same with Taylor Swift, obviously last year was here for the Eras tour, did the shows in the Aviva Stadium, but her merch pop-up was in the Three Arena, which again just goes to show how big of an artist she is and continues to be.
Wow. I mean, that blew my mind when I heard about that she had a pop-up in another venue and it was just for merchandise, to sell merchandise.
It's honestly bonkers. And again, it goes to show that, because I know again, like the smaller artists, they wouldn't be making as much for merch, but like for the bigger ones, it is such a moneymaker and can be such a moneymaker for them, especially when you have a fandom that is as committed as, we'll say, the Swifties, and who will want the limited edition, you know, the specific tour t-shirt. Like, I got an Eras tour t-shirt because I wanted one and I knew it was a moment in time, you know.
Oh, you got an Eras tour t-shirt?
I sure did. No, I actually ended up getting it in the Aviva because I wasn't really bothered queuing for the three right now, but
I see here she's so blankets with the album cover on them.
I'm obsessed with this, right? These, because I remember, it's kind of one of the more unique merch options I found, because obviously she does the t-shirts and the usual things, whatever. She does a blanket every album cycle and they've become kind of collector's items.
So they've kind of changed. You can wrap yourself in
Taylor. Yeah, they've changed materials over the years. They were like kind of tapestry initially, but now they're kind of soft. I was looking to see what ones were on sale on eBay and stuff. The one for her debut album, there's one on sale on eBay currently for €134. A blanket, like.
Wow.
A blanket.
Is that because it's in demand, or is that expensive? I don't know.
For a blanket, I would kind of think, what are you spending on blankets, Brendan?
It's been a while since I bought a blanket, I'm not going to lie. Where can you buy blankets? What are you talking about?
I know,
blankets.
True. Yeah, crazy.
when I was a young one, people would get continental quilts.
Oh.
And I would comment, look at them, they're continental quilts, match their curtains.
Very posh.
So let's talk bizarre. I love this merch. Headphones for cats. What? €1,000?
€1,000, yes. So this is a collaboration between Deadmau5, the DJ. He's a big cat lover. He worked with someone called Joshua Davis to make these headphones specifically for cats. Are you not loving this?
Is it to protect the cat's ears from your terrible music?
Apparently it has some technology that it's like dog isolating technology, so they won't be able to hear the dogs, and they will be able to hear kind of like the deep bass notes and the high highs that you'd get in some music.
Right, I need to get to the popcorn bucket, because that's what really struck us with this story. Go on.
Yes, so popcorn buckets, novelty popcorn buckets, not a new thing, but they've become
novelty
huge.
Popcorn buckets.
Yes.
That's a thing.
Yes, they've become huge since Dune Part 2 last year, because that particular popcorn bucket was a bit rude looking, that's all I'll say, right? Ooh. But it became this collector's item then, because it was a bit rude looking. So now every film is doing one, including Fantastic Four, which we talked about earlier. They are doing one, and it's in the shape of the villain's head. His name is Galactus, and it's going, I don't actually think it's on sale in Ireland, but in America the popcorn bucket will cost you $89.
Oh,
crazy. It has glow up lighty eyes, and you can put loads and loads of popcorn in it. Like, it's enormous. It's like, honestly, I don't know what you'd compare it to, a treasure chest. It's crazy.
Like is it like a bucket size?
It's honestly bigger than a bucket.
And it's lighter buys, and it's $89. For Fionnuala, you're an absolute pleasure as always, and keep us informed about how the showmance with Pedro Pascal goes.
Oh, I will.
Yeah.
Has he
followed you on Instagram?
Not yet. He's treating me, what do they say? Treating me and keep him keen. I think that's what
he's slide into his DMs there over the weekend. Have a gorgeous bank holiday weekend. Thank you so much. Thanks to all the team. That's us for today. Back on Tuesday. And John Cook is over on Drive Time.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.